The Illusion of Choice. A Life Lived on Autopilot. Chapter 1. The Discovery. Is it real or simply a script? The scene opens in a modern-day robotics lab. There is the low hum of machines, the soft mechanical whirring of processors, and the clicking of keyboards as a team of professionals work in tandem. There are two professionals who know one another as friends. There's Scott, and then there's also Alejandra. And Scott is busy at work, but reflective as his hands fly over the keyboard. The lab was quiet, just the hum of machines repeating their routines over and over. It all felt too familiar, like watching life on repeat. Scott continues to muse on this as his fingers fly over the keyboard. He turns to his friend and co-worker, Alejandra, and he's thoughtful. Hey, Al, don't you ever wonder if we're just like them? He gestures towards the robots that are collected around the lab, as well as the many computer processors set up around them. Alejandra is distracted, focusing on her monitor. You say we're like the AI models? They're running on their programs just fine, Scott. And Scott chuckles. But maybe that's all we're doing too, Al. I mean, just think about it. We might be running our own program as we live this life, just as these robots and the AI is. Scott is in his early 30s with a calm, reflective tone in his voice that hints at his introspective nature. He often sounds like he's thinking before he speaks, his words careful, calculated, and sometimes hesitant. Scott has dark brown hair that's tousled, sharp blue-gray eyes that always seem to be introspective in appearance. In response, Alejandra's eyes leave her screen, and she says teasingly, "You're not suggesting that we're like, well, NPCs, non-playable characters in a video game, are you?" Alejandra is in her late 20s with dark shoulder-length hair that she often ties back for convenience, and she has a slender, athletic build from her active lifestyle, and her expressive dark eyes convey both warmth and curiosity. After Scott brought up all that serious talk about whether we are, in fact, like robots, the coffee shop, well, it was a welcome change from the cold hum of the lab. I always liked watching the steam rise from my cup of coffee. It made me feel like things were normal. The two sit in a coffee shop amidst the soft clatter of dishes and the low murmur of coffee shop chatter. There is the sound of coffee being poured, chairs scraping slightly as people sit down, and Alejandra says teasingly, "So Scott, if we are in fact NPCs, non-playable characters, if we have no will of our own, does that mean that we're just all part of some grand simulation?" Scott leans in with his voice low. "Well, maybe. And maybe we're all just playing our part, even when we think we're making choices." There is a pause in conversation as Alejandra takes a sip from her coffee cup. And she says thoughtfully, "Well, then what does that make our friendship? We've known each other a couple of years here at the lab, so is our getting along, taking coffee breaks together, chatting on the phone sometimes, is that all just another part of the program?" And Scott sighs. "I don't know. It could be. Maybe yes, and maybe no. But why does everything feel so scripted?" There is a soft rumble of thunder in the distance, as if Scott may have touched upon a nerve center at the core of reality. That evening, it was a boys' night out for Scott. He hoped to lose and leave behind the serious discussion he had with Alejandra earlier on in the day. There is the ambient sound of bar chatter, the clinking of glasses, and laughter in the background, but Scott couldn't shake what was on his mind. It was a crowded bar that night. People were chatting and talking and laughing, and it seemed like everything was in order, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something wasn't right, that beneath the laughter, something was wrong. There was the sound of drinks being poured and chairs scraping on the floor. His friend Howard turns to him, grinning.
You know, Scott, you're always so deep in thought. Why don't you try relaxing, man? Life's not that complicated.
Howard's voice is slightly high-pitched, but calm and steady, with a warm, reassuring, measured tone. He speaks with the quiet authority of a man who's comfortable with his place in the world, blending humor and seriousness effortlessly. His faith is a big part of who he is. Not strictly orthodox, but deeply held to and guiding his outlook on life. And Scott responds to him with a half smile. So you think so, that everything's just fine, but sometimes I feel like we're just following some kind of invisible script or track. We all have our talking points and lines to follow, and we don't even know it. That's the tragedy of it. We're not even aware of it. Like, everything is just too predictable. As if on cue, there is a soft gust of wind outside, unnoticed by the others, but Scott can hear it, even through the walls of the bar. And Howard laughs.
Ha! Predictable? You're thinking too much, man. Life's not scripted. I chose this beer I'm drinking, didn't I?
The bar chatter continues as Scott's thoughts grow quieter and more introspective. His friend Howard has a sturdy build, a stocky frame that matches his solid and dependable nature. He has dark hair, peppered with gray at the temples, hinting at some age and wisdom, and he wears glasses, giving him an air of quiet thoughtfulness. He keeps his beard neatly trimmed, adding to his composed appearance. And although his style is laid back, typically a button-down shirt and slacks, he always looks put together, reflecting his respect for himself and those around him. Meanwhile, in response to his comment about choosing the beer, Scott says softly to himself, "Oh, but did you choose that beer? Or was choosing that beer also part of the script?" Another rumble of thunder sounds in the distance as Scott muses on the issues that he ponders. Meanwhile, across town, Alejandra is at a Pilates class taught by her friend, Stacy, who is the instructor. Soft music sounds in the background, the occasional creaking of mats, and there is the light sound of people breathing in and out as they go through the routine. Alejandra lays on her mat, focusing on her breathing, her body falling into the rhythm of the class, while Stacy, her longtime friend and Pilates instructor, guides the room through each movement with calm precision. Stacy says aloud, "All right, everybody, let's move into our next stretch. Remember to engage your core and lengthen your spine. Breathe in and hold." There is a sound of light shifting as the class adjusts positions. Alejandra herself takes a deep breath, her eyes focused ahead. And softly, with a sense of humor, she says, "You know, Stace, sometimes I feel like we're just machines, even in here, in this class, going through the same movements over and over. It's almost robotic." Stacy glances over at Alejandra, her voice steady as she continues guiding the class. And Stacy says, amused, "Well, maybe we are, but this is about control and intention, not just repetition. So, with that in mind, maybe you should engage your core just a little more, Allie." Alejandra adjusts her posture, breathing deeply again, and she whispers thoughtfully, "It's what Scott, my friend at work, has been saying, the same thing like with robotics. What if we're not really making any choices? What if we're just running a program like the AI models that we create at work?" Stacy moves throughout the room, giving small corrections to other students while keeping an ear on Alejandra's words. Stacy is in her 30s with a strong athletic build that reflects her profession. Her long brown hair is usually pulled back in a neat ponytail, and she carries herself with grace and precision, moving effortlessly through the poses. Stacy responds quietly but thoughtfully.
Well, that's a deep thought for a Pilates class, Allie, but hey, maybe it doesn't matter. Even if we are following a script, we're still here, right?
She gently nudges Alejandra's shoulder to correct her form, and then Stacy says with a wink, well, script or not, if there is a script, it says you should adjust your shoulders, so adjust it. Alejandra smiles as she complies with the request.
Yeah, that may be true, but I just keep wondering. If it's all programmed, then what's the point of even living? Are we making any choices or just following a script?
And Stacy answers,
well, maybe it is a script, but does it really matter? It feels pretty real and sometimes very satisfying to me. So if it's a script, I say we keep the script.
Alejandra continued to ponder the situation while walking home after class. There is a soft, quiet wind that caresses her face, distant city noises in the background, but her thoughts are less than peaceful. As I walked home after class, my thoughts kept drifting. That conversation I had had with Scott really stuck with me. Was everything really that simple? Really that scripted? And I was forced to admit that sometimes I feel like I'm on a speeding train moving through life so fast I can't catch my breath. I trust the conductor, the tracks beneath me, but I'm not the one who's driving that train, and I've never been. There is the sound of a distant train whistle, faint but present. Her internal monologue continues. I know what I want, or at least I think I do, but sometimes it feels like those desires, those goals, aren't mine. That they're part of something bigger, something outside of me. But if it isn't me, then who or what is doing the thinking? And why are they thinking for me?
The wind grows louder for a moment and then quiets.
And if there is something outside of me, something bigger than me, then I don't know if the thought is terrifying or comforting, maybe both.
As Scott and Alejandra each walk home separately, their thoughts were on the same page, as if on two parallel tracks of the same train. Neither of them noticed the growing tension in the air, the subtle shifts in their world like the edges of a script curling inward. They were too lost in their own questions to see the bigger picture. But the system, the code beneath their reality, was stirring. Its patterns, once invisible, were becoming clearer. For now, the two could only glimpse the truth, each step taking them closer to a revelation that they weren't ready to face. The wind intensifies as each of them continue their walk home, their ponderings echoing both in their minds and throughout all of reality.